From coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
Hello, and welcome to Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I am your host, DJ Czar, and we're going to open today with something that is very much video game related, but not necessarily from a video game. In particular, this is for the Pokemon anime, and, you know, there are various ending songs, you know, that kind of thing. And this one revolves around a new character they're introducing, and I'm not sure if it's going to be, like, a regular on the series, or if it's just a character from the movie that they're trying to pimp really hard. I don't know. They're very proud of this character, though, and I've heard them called different things. In Japanese, it's Giza Mimi Pichu. And I've heard seen it translated as the Notched Ear Pichu, or the Jagged Ear Pichu. And, you know, either way, it doesn't really matter. You know, it means the same thing, essentially. But this is the ending song, the current ending song, I think, in Japan right now. And it's very cute, has a lot of energy to it, you know, and I love, like, the climax, I guess you'd call it a climax at the end, when everything just, it kind of picks up, you know, it's very sweet. And there isn't a full version of it yet, so this is just a TV-sized version. This is from Pokemon. This is Get Fired Up, Jagged Ear Pichu. That was Get Fired Up, Jagged Ear Pichu from Pokemon. It's a very cute song, but most Pokemon ending songs tend to be that way. But this next track is one you can find on OC Remix. That's OCREMIX.org. And if I remember right, it's been a while since I really, you know, downloaded this one, and I was just listening to it recently, and I realized how much I liked it. But if I remember right, the concept behind this remix was an idea of kind of contrasting the sound chip from an NES with an SNES. And the two of them had, you know, like the SNES sound chip was way better than the NES sound chip. You know, it still had a kind of a chippy sound to it, of course, but, you know, it was kind of a comparison of, like, what those two things might sound like, you know, against one another. And it was interesting because there's that and there's this track, which I'm very familiar with. I played this game a lot in my youth. And it's kind of a discordant track, to be honest. It's very aggressive, and it's in your face. You can immediately tell when it's coming up, or when you hear it, and what it is, if you've heard it before. But I thought this take on it was really kind of very creative, and it's really interesting to see the basic melody get, you know, taken into various places, because you don't really see that a lot with this song. But either way, again, this is from OC Remix. This is by a remixer whose name I'm never sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Schnabubula, I suppose you can say. I think that sounds right. Schnabubula, I guess? Could be. It's from Secret of Mana, and this is Dueling Consoles. We'll be right back. was Dueling Consoles by Shnabubala. I think that's how you say that. From Secret of Mana. You can find that on osremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org. We'll be back for more after these messages.
I heard you got a new car, Howie.
Just a car, Terry. It's a classic.
So are you a tennis ball on a string guy or more of a cork and fishing line guy?
You mean, do I have something dangling from the ceiling of my garage so I don't run into the wall?
Exactly.
I'm a little more technologically advanced than that, Terry.
Oh.
The ultrasonic parking alert from Radio Shack with signal lights that tell you when to stop. Only $39.99. One of many cool things you don't even know you need, like the digital tire gauge, just $11.99. Radio Shack.
Every morning you shave the same area, over and over, till it becomes really irritating. But now this Gillette Mach 3. Three blades that shave progressively closer. You take one stroke, it takes three, so you don't have to shave the same area over and over. The result, far less irritation. Three blades, fewer strokes, less irritation. Mach 3. From Gillette.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zor, and this next track is kind of a double remix, in a way. The original song remixed an older song, and then somebody just made a remix of that remix. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting, you know, meta commentary, I suppose, but not really. But this remixer is kind of well known for doing a series of remixes from this game. I don't think any of them are on OC Remix, but you can find him on YouTube. And I believe he's under Poke Remix Studio, I'm not sure. But either way, he's done a lot of different tracks from various Pokemon games, which is really pretty cool, because I like the music in Pokemon generally. And this one in particular, I remember hearing it for the first time while I was playing Diamond and Pearl, and then I remember thinking, wow, this is, you know, a pretty techno beat for this. This is kind of intense. And then the latter half of the song kicked in, and I recognized it, and it was the theme from the Red and Blue Game Corner. I just got brought back, and I was like, oh my god, they remixed the old Game Corner music into the new Game Corner music. I thought that was really cool. It's just kind of a throwback to their history, but anyway, as a result, I'm very fond of the Diamond and Pearl Game Corner remix, or Game Corner music, and as a result, I'm also very fond of this remix of it. So from Pokemon, this is shot by DJ Acrobatic, and this is the Diamond and Pearl Game Corner. Thank you. was DJ Acromatic with the Diamond and Pearl Game Corner from Pokemon. And I love that. I love the energy of that track. But you can find that on, I believe, Poke Remix Studio on YouTube. I think if you look for, like, Diamond and Pearl Game Corner Remix, I'm pretty sure it'll show up. But either way, this next one is one you can find on OC Remix, and it's one that's gotten a particular amount of, I think, notoriety recently. And it's because this is, remix is very unique, and it's based on a very, you know, an interesting concept. I'm not sure how he came up with this, but it's kind of amazing in the end what he managed to do with it. And he took a Heineken beer bottle and did an entire remix just out of sounds from that beer bottle. And it's amazing, basically, if you listen to it very closely, you can hear the different sounds. There's, you know, him dropping the cap on, like, the table, popping the cap, just, you know, various tones, and, you know, tapping the bottle and everything. You can get a lot of sound out of one object. And I just thought it was really cool that you could take those sounds and, you know, put them together to make even the Zelda theme, you know? I think that's really cool. And this remix to me is really partly cool just to be able to listen to it and try and pick out where each sound came from, you know? Particularly for me, what always stands out to me is the sound of the cap hitting the table, because I know that sound very clearly from, like, throwing caps around myself, and it's like, aha, you know. But either way, you can find us on ocremix.org, again. That's ocremix.org. It's by Matthias Helmgreen, I think I've got written down here. This is from Zelda, and this is Zelda Heineken. Zelda Heineken by Matthias Helmgreen, I think it is. Or it could be Holmgreen. wish I had written things down a bit more clearly here. My handwriting is very bad, but either way, you can find that on ocremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org, and we'll be back for more after these messages.
Double your pleasure, double your fun. That's the statement of the great myth. Double the dumb.
Double your sentiment, your merriment. Double your moment of fun. Double your delight with enlightenment.
It sits there looking like a candy bar in a nice orange wrapper, right? Reese's Nutrageous. Then you take a bite and it blows your eyeballs to Pluto, kicks your lips to the roof of your mouth, pounds your taste buds into a simpering puddle of pulp and leaves you for dead. Want one, don't ya? Reese's Nutrageous. So loaded.
Chocolate.
You don't eat it. You survive it.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. And I think it's really a shame that the Phoenix Wright series doesn't have more remixes to its name, because one of the things that I always really loved about the Phoenix Wright games was their soundtrack. I really don't think I would like them as much as I do if they didn't have a really great soundtrack to kind of, you know, suck me in right away. And it's really a shame to me that there aren't many more remixes of the music from there, but, you know, I guess they're just good enough already. But anyway, I'm always very excited to see new remixes for, and this one actually came out fairly recently, I think. You can also find this on ocremix.org, and it's kind of, it wanted something kind of a bit mellow, a bit chill, which is kind of interesting for this theme, because it usually plays during moments of, like, triumph, you know, when you finally got the case turned around a bit. But I like the sound of it, you know, and it covers a theme that I'm always very fond of. So this is Prototype Raptor, this is from Phoenix Wright, and this is Cross-Examination, Sudden Interjection. We'll be right back. That was Cross-Examination, Sudden Interjection from Phoenix Wright by Prototype Raptor. You can find that on ocremix.org. That's ocremix.org. And continuing in the same vein, recently in Japan, the recent spin-off game came out, starring Gumshoe and some other guy. I don't know who cares about him, but Gumshoe was in it. And if you pre-ordered it or something like that, you got a special... Or there was like a CD release that was like an orchestral compilation of, you know, various themes in the game. I've been trying to avoid spoilers for the game, like, very hard. But this one in particular stood out to me because it took me a while to recognize this theme, even though I heard it so many times from playing the first game. And then when I recognized it, I was like, oh my god, they turned it into an orchestral remix, you know, which is kind of amazing. If you've heard the original theme, you know how weird it sounds. But this remix is actually kind of hilarious to me for that precise reason. From Yakuten Kenji Orchestra, this is the Blue Badger March. I'd like to thank you for listening, and please tune in next week for more of the same here on the Kaleidoscope Radio Network.
From coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.